Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Monday, May 22nd. Happy Missions Monday. I'm reading from the New International Version and we're moving over to the prophetic book of Hosea. In this book, Hosea's wife is a metaphor for God's people. Remember, they are seen as an adulterous generation, a people who do not show faithfulness to their beloved. And because of this, they are sent into exile. So that's why we're reading Hosea chapter 1 today, and tomorrow we'll read Hosea chapter 2. The word of the Lord came to Hosea, son of Beeri, during the reigns of Uzziah, Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah, kings of Judah, and during the reign of Jeroboam, son of Joash, king of Israel. When the Lord began to speak through Hosea, the Lord said to him, "Go, marry a promiscuous woman and have children with her. For like an adulterous wife, this land is guilty of unfaithfulness to the Lord." So he married Gomer, daughter of Diblaim, and she conceived and bore him a son. Then the Lord said to Hosea, "Call him Jezreel, because I will soon punish the house of Jehu for the massacre at Jezreel, and I will put an end to the kingdom of Israel. In that day I will break Israel's bow in the valley of Jezreel." Gomer conceived again and gave birth to a daughter. Then the Lord said to Hosea, "Call her Lo-Ruhamah, which means not loved, for I will no longer show love to Israel, that I should at all forgive them. Yet I will show love to Judah, and I will save them, not by bow, sword, or battle, or by horses and horsemen, but I, the Lord their God, will save them." After she had weaned Lo-Ruhamah, Gomer had another son. Then the Lord said, "Call him Lo-Ami, which means not my people, for you are not my people, and I am not your God. Therefore the Israelites will be like the sand on the seashore, which cannot be measured or counted. In the place where it was said of them, 'You are not my people,' they will be called children of the living God. The people of Judah and the people of Israel will come together. They will appoint one leader and will come up out of the land. For great will be the day of Jezreel." Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. If you have a minute, go and watch the Bible Project video on Hosea. It reminds us that this love story between Hosea and Gomer is a prophetic symbol of God's relationship with Israel. Remember, God made a covenant with the people of Israel at Mount Sinai, and he asked them to uphold the covenant, but they didn't. When they got into the promised land, they started idol worship, and they were in situations where they did not obey the word of the Lord. And so in the end, God has a couple of options. Because they broke the covenant, he can disregard the covenant. And some of the language in Hosea 1 is poetic for God wrestling with maybe he should end the covenant. But as we'll see tomorrow, God does not end the covenant. In fact, he renews the covenant. And we're going to see that Hosea is going to go after Gomer. He's going to pursue her because of the love and the compassion and the faithfulness of our God. He does not leave us in our sin, but he pursues us. And that is a hopeful message that we find in Hosea. Well, let's move on to Missions Monday. We have a group that is going next week to the Dominican Republic, and it's mainly youth and their parents or chaperones, and they're going to serve alongside our beloved Ann Peyton Baker in the Ministry of Kids Alive International at Casa Monte Plata, which is a home for students, and for they have house parents there. And then there's a school also in the area that I think our team will be working alongside. So will you pray with me? Father, thank you for this opportunity we have to read your word, to be reminded that though we stray, You always are faithful to your covenant promises and to your love for us. We pray for Joel Burks and the team that will go for next week to the Dominican Republic. We thank you for all the chaperones who have dedicated themselves to go. And we pray for the students that this would be a pivotal moment in their lives. Thank you for Ann Payton and her work. Thank you for all those who minister in the Dominican Republic, and also especially for the children. We ask that you would help them to grow in wisdom and in stature, in favor with you and with others. And we pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen.